8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. If you're looking for something to do, I mean, there's plenty of stuff going on later this week and this weekend. Of course, it's Halloween, and the Prairie Players Civic Theater has a production, and you can actually check it out starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're going to be presenting Little Shop of Horrors, and joining us to talk more about it this morning is the director of this production, Samuel Carrington. Samuel, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. You know, we were just talking about the weather a little bit, and you said when you got out somewhere, your car actually had frost on it.
It did.
Oh, my goodness. I don't like that.
Ah.
I'm not ready for it at all. Yeah. All right. So, and again, that's the thing. When Halloween rolls around, you know, I know trick-or-treating some years, it's nice, 70-some degrees, and you're in just your costume. Some years you're in a parka, and it's snowing. You just never know, but it's always interesting weather that happens here. All right, so Little Shop of Horrors, Prairie Players Civic Theater production coming starting Thursday. Let's talk about now. Was the thought behind doing this particular show the fact that it was going to be around Halloween weekend, or?
No, actually, this show was supposed to be produced in July of 2020.
Oh, that's right, because we had that. Yeah, there was that year. Yeah.
Yep. And so we've had a year and a half. But it's given me plenty of time to overthink everything about the show and make people a little bit crazy. But when, you know, things started opening back up and we realized it would be safe for us to do a musical, we were super excited that Halloween was going to be the time that it went up.
Yeah, absolutely. So Little Shop of Horrors, I know a lot of us have seen the movie production. I know some people have seen maybe seen it on a stage as well. Just talk about, for somebody that hasn't, talk about kind of the background of the show and the gist of the show.
Yeah, sure. So it's a story about, you know, people who live in Skid Row. They're real down and out, super underprivileged people. And one of them gets a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make all of his dreams come true. And so it's a story about that line, you know, when you think about, you know, gosh, what would I give for $1 million? What would I do for, you know, unlimited fame, unlimited fortune, the love of my dreams, right? What would I give? What would I do? What would I sacrifice? And it's about that journey.
And feed me.
Yes. And it involves a giant carnivorous hungry plant.
There is that. Okay. So in a stage production,
yeah,
that's got to be really interesting to have that whole, I'll say, contraption put together.
Yeah. There's actually four contraptions.
Okay.
So they're all puppets handmade by a brilliant puppeteer who is in Galesburg, Rebecca Yoler. She's designed, built, and operates all of them. And it's just, it's incredible to go from this tiny little, like, that looks like it might be a fly trap to a ginormous, like, you could fit a human inside of it, and we actually do.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Little Shop of Horrors, again, you can see it Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. Also, matinee performances Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $8 for students. You can pick those up at prairieplayers.com. And Samuel Carrington, the director of the show, is joining us here this morning. Talk about your background, how you ended up directing this show, and how you got into the theater side of things.
Oh, man. So I've been in theater since I was in second grade.
Oh, wow.
I love being on stage. I love directing. This is my first time getting to direct at Prairie Players. But there was a call for productions a couple years ago before the pandemic. And, I was interested in directing, and I thought, you know what, Little Shop in our little black box theater would be quite an incredible feat. And it is. It's the perfect theater, the perfect venue for a really intimate look at the best of times and the worst of times.
You know, it's really nice now. It's been several years, but the Prairie Players having their own venue to do the shows in,
yes,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's actually rather ironic. You were talking about kind of the gist of the show, Little Shop of Horrors, and, you know, what would you do for love? And off the air, we were just kind of saying that that's how you ended up here.
It is.
And the first morning you woke up in Galesburg, we had a blizzard.
Welcome to Galesburg,
you were not
Samuel.
Used to that.
Yes.
Yeah. So rather ironic. Little Shop of Horrors, again, Prairie Players Civic Theater coming in this weekend. So the players part of Prairie Players Civic Theater, I know a lot of them are local. Are there any coming from other surrounding areas that you're aware of?
Or? Our stage manager and the woman who plays Audrey are from Monmouth.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else is local.
Okay, yeah.
We have there's some folks from Abingdon as well.
Yeah.
So it's super local, super community, and it's a tight-knit group of people that have all worked together previously in different ways. So it's really great to have us all come together in – all of us are playing different roles, you know, than we typically do.
You know, it's interesting because I know there are people involved with Prairie Players that maybe were involved, like you, starting young and involved maybe in their high school theater group or even in college. But there are some people that, like as an adult, like, you know what, this would be something rather interesting. So you get some people that had no experience that have become interested as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely some folks who are newer to theater. But my favorites, similar to my story, my favorites are the ones who haven't acted since high school, and it used to be a passion of theirs, and then they come back as an adult, and they're just, they just dive right back in, and it all comes right back to them, and they step in, and they just build these amazing characters, and they sound incredible. Like, seriously, like, the sound of this cast is breathtaking. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. We have an amazing vocal coach. Who's also our choreographer and one of the leads in the show.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, talk about the talent that's involved.
And you're just directing, right? Samuel. Come on.
I'm just the director. I just have all the big, wow, crazy ideas that people have to figure out how to make happen.
Samuel Carrington joining us, directing Little Shop of Horrors, Prairie Players Civic Theater. Again, you can see it Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock at the Prairie Players location on South Seminary Street. Tickets are $15 for adults, $8 for students, and again, get those at prairieplayers.com. I'm looking, you know, to recognize a lot of the names involved. So if somebody's maybe interested, is there an age limit? Do you have to be of a certain age? I know sometimes you do have shows where maybe you also need kids and those type of things. Is there any age or to join or be a member of Prairie Players? How do you go about that?
Yeah, so we always post auditions on our Facebook page and on our website, so... there's an open call. For the majority of our productions, we'll let you know if there's any kind of age limit. But we just did A Wrinkle in Time, which was mostly children, mostly people under the age of 18, or the core characters were. We'll be doing other productions next year. The age limit for Little Shop of Horrors was 16.
Okay.
That's mainly just because of the content. There are some there's some F-bombs. There's a little bit of a little bit of violence. It's a little bit scary, but some of the content's a little more grown up. But we do have an experience plan for people who, you know, would be comfortable, you know, parents being comfortable having conversations with their children about some of the content. We do have an experience available before the show where people can go and meet the plant, because it can be quite intimidating to see a giant carnivorous plant eat people.
Right.
I find it terrifying, and I asked for it. About 45 minutes before each show, we're opening up the backstage and letting people come back and meet the plant without the puppeteers inside, so that you can just get a little more comfortable.
So you know when you're sitting out in the audience, it's not going to eat you.
Correct.
That's
even when
thing.
It starts coming at you.
that's true. Samuel Carrington, the director of the Prairie Players Civic Theater production of Little Shop of Horrors, which is coming later this week and this weekend. You know, the determination of what show is maybe coming up next. How do you know the whole process, how they go about that? I imagine part of it probably has to do with cost, because it costs to get these scripts.
Yeah, so there's actually an entire committee for the theater, which plans out all of the productions. And there's currently actually a call for productions available on our website. I'm not certain if they've selected all of the shows or if they're asking for directors to recommend the shows. But it goes one of two ways. Either the committee will say, we want to do these shows, who wants to direct? Or they'll say, you know, what do you think we should do next season? And do you want to direct it?
Ah, well, there's that. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, well, I'd like you to do this. Well, do you want to direct it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe so. So how far in advance, like obviously with Little Shop, it was planned for last year, but how far ahead of that was it planned? Like, okay, this is the show that we've decided on for, July of 2020.
Yeah, the season is typically selected by the fall of each year, so the rest of the season is generally announced by then.
Samuel Carrington directing Prairie Players Civic Theater production of Little Shop of Horrors that's coming starting Thursday night at the Prairie Players Civic Theater. And you're going to want to check this out. Perfect. I mean, Halloween weekend. It couldn't work. I honestly couldn't work out better. Could
right?
have.
I mean, so much better than doing it in July, which is when it was initially scheduled. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll have absolutely just it's going to be an incredible experience. It'll be an appropriate thing for Halloween weekend. But it's really just an incredible show full of such talent. I can't wait to share it with the community.
No, and I don't remember. So at the Prairie Players Civic Theater, are there refreshments available?
Yes, we're gonna have some specialty cocktails available.
Perfect.
The Suddenly Seymour and a Somewhere That's Green, which are in line with the show.
Yeah.
We'll also, you know, have non-alcoholic beverages as well, water, sodas, things like that.
Very good. So got it all in one. Prairie Players Civic Theater, 160 South Seminary Street here in Galesburg. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30. Saturday and Sunday matinees, 2:00 in the afternoon. So you know, you can do that and still have time to do whatever you're doing in the evening, or you can do whatever you do during the day. Go to the evening show, and again, tickets $15 for adults, $8 for students, and you can pick those up at Prairie Players. .com. Will there be tickets available at the door as well?
There will, yes.
Okay.
And the thing to remind everyone is that given the state mandate, there's going to be singing, which puts a lot of breath out there. So all of our actors will be masked. Anyone who's in the building is required to be masked.
Okay. All right. And so it's starting Thursday night and all the way through Sunday. Little Shop of Horrors, you can check out some local, maybe some people you know, Shannon McAnally, Aaron Darling, Jeffrey Cervantes, Rebecca Yowler, Susan Gibbs, Azaria Foshe, Niana Foshe, Scott Rasso, Sarah Brackenberry, Jody McNally, Ryan Osborne, Sarah Davis, Raphael Rasso. There you go. There's your cast for
that's
it.
our all-star cast.
Yeah. What's it on a level? Have you had experience doing this before? And is what's it like? I mean, from production to production, is it completely different? And working with different casts, or have you had experience with these people before, or is this something completely new?
I've had experience with most of the cast members before. Some of them are actually very, very dear friends of mine. And some of them I'm meeting for the first time through this show. But I've worked with, I would say, you know, out of the 15 or so people that you've listed, I've worked with about 13 of them previously.
Wow. Yeah.
In different capacities. And so it's really great to have us all kind of fall into these different roles. And it's all supported and nurtured by the relationships that we have, which really has made it safe for our cast to kind of explore some of the darker depths of these characters. And so, you know, we've formed a really tight connection. It's a tighter cast than a lot that I've seen. And it's just had an outstanding impact. We've just got a bunch of people who really love the theater and really love this theater, and have all come together to create something truly magical.
Would you say, or would the cast say, that you have a particular directorial style?
Wow. I don't know. They might tell you that I'm a princess. I think that's probably my directorial style is I have big ideas and I want it all, and I want it all now. But I'm also, you know, really adaptable. And, you know, I think the other thing is that it was really important for me that all of our cast felt safe kind of emotionally and physically throughout the production. There are some, you know, really physical aspects of the show. But we're also dealing with some content that is, you know, uncomfortable. And so I wanted to make sure that it was a safe space for people to have conversations, say, you know, I need this to be taken care of for me to feel safe and comfortable. Yeah. And really have that be a priority for everyone.
Yeah, and I guess it's kind of hard sometimes to be in that character and remember that, okay, this is just a character, I'm just playing a role with some of the content.
It's actually kind of been the other way around for
us. Really?
It's actually been, You know, people in our cast have said, I wasn't expecting that I would be grappling with areas of my life while I'm developing this character that is having kind of that has kind of parallel aspects. I'm seeing a lot of myself in this character that I wasn't expecting to see. But, you know, the people who play the truly evil humans and plants in the show are, you know, the kindest human beings offstage. So,
Samuel Carrington, Prairie Player Civic Theater, directing Little Shop of Horrors. It's coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30. Also, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. You can get your tickets at prairieplayers.com. There will be some available at the door as well. Refreshments also, just $15 for adults, $8 for students, and see some very talented local people putting on a great show.
Absolutely.
Samuel, thank you so much for your time, and I guess break a leg, right?
Thank you, Tom.